This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hi, it is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time.
It's time for TMZ.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMZ. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, subscribe, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I could not wait to get here today because I'm so excited about this episode. As you can see, man, you know what? What making this a little bit more exciting for me is, guys, I just celebrated a birthday. That's right. December the 5th, I just celebrated a birthday. I'm 56 years old. I know some of you were probably wondering just how old I am. 56, man, and I'm loving every minute of it. My wife, my daughters, my friends, and family, man, made it an absolutely amazing time. So we had a great time. Of course, yes, Amir was there. But we had an amazing time, man, celebrating my birthday. So thank you to them for doing so. And thank everybody who welcomed me and said happy birthday to me on social media. So that was pretty cool. Thank you, everybody. But I'm so excited to be here today. I really, really am. And guys, guess what? It is just two more shows before I take my holiday break. That's right. This show and next week's show will be the last show for my holiday break, and I won't come back until January. So I'm super excited about that, but I'm glad that each and every one of you are here today. And whether this is your first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice, let me take this time to tell you thank you. I'm so glad that you are here, and I'm so glad you're listening to my voice. And whether you're streaming this online or you're listening to this on your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or so many others that's out there, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad that you're here. Man, this episode right here, man, it's going to be good. But I want to give a huge shout out to my friend Brandon Navarra, man. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourself, man. Stuart Sachs, look out for him, man. Take care of him. Had to give a shout out to my guys at Trash Talk. We're going to get together and have a show together real soon, man. Brandon, take care of yourself. Man, this episode is going to be another great one, an absolutely great episode, man. I'm excited to dive in. So whether you're listening in Portugal, whether you're listening in Spain, Canada, whether you're listening in the UK, guys, whether you're listening in Trinidad, Tobago, Mexico, South America, Vietnam, the Philippines, no matter where you are around the world, listen to this global podcast, let me take this time to tell you thank you so much. And if you've been listening to this show for a while, let me tell you something special. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I really appreciate you joining in and being here. Now, listen, guys, listen. If you've been watching this show, you know one thing, that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21 me something 21 at gmail.com. And so, but Travis, listen, I know someone that has an amazing story, will be great on your show, but I don't want to come on a show, man. I'm a little camera shot. If that's okay, you can send us that information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And look, here is a great way that everyone can take part in what we're doing and be a part of the show. Guys, all you have to do, if you have any tell me something good moment, that's right, any moment that you want to celebrate, maybe you got married, maybe you got an engagement, maybe you got a promotion, maybe you finally conquered the goal that you were looking for, and you want someone else to celebrate with you and to keep that celebration going, send us an email about it and describe it. Tell us what it is at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And what we'll do, we'll free your name on the following week's show so that we can celebrate you. Can you imagine if the entire world was celebrating you and celebrating with you with the very thing that you're happy about? Send it in to tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Man, listen, I'm so excited about this episode that we're doing. Guys, I want you to do me a favor. Look, the holiday season is coming up. I'm going to go ahead and place information by our affiliate sponsors. Go ahead, guys, listen up for it. And if you're not watching this, listen up, because it will come back later. I know typically when commercials come on, this is the time people walk away. But go ahead and get you something to drink, get you something to snack on, because we will be right back, because I'm just getting started. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell tech.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right there below in the chat. That's right. Scroll up. You'll see it. There it is right there. The information is right there in the chat. And if you aren't watching this right now, go ahead and listen up, because you'll hear it later on in the show. Now, I know you've been waiting on pins and needles of what the show is all about, because, guys, today's episode is a special one. And I actually thought about this episode, and Nicole will back me up on this. My wife will back me up on this. I thought about this episode, Nicole, because when we moved, Nicole, this is what made this episode come up. That's right. I was thinking about our move. We moved into a home and during COVID, and so I'm going to tell a little bit about that, but not just about that. But we were moving. And most people, when they move, they get a lot of boxes. But tonight's episode, guys, is entitled One Box. Yeah, one box. Yeah, one
box. And I know you're wondering, where in the world is Travis going to go with that? Yeah, right. Moving, man, look, moving really is, it's an experience. It absolutely is an experience. You get boxes and you get tape. You get called people. You get trucks. You do everything. Moving is really an experience. That's all it is. And I just remember, though, as being a kid, I didn't think it was an experience. I didn't. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty fun because stuff was kind of thrown everywhere. You could, you know, there was no saying don't get on the bed because you had to get on the bed to help pack it. So moving is an experience. But as a kid, I thought it was kind of fun. I did. Well, that's just me. And that was just me. I did. I thought it was kind of fun. Moving really is an experience. And as a kid, when you're moving, it can be more, it's more of a moment, you know, it's kind of more of a moment because you don't know what's coming next. You don't know what to expect, and seeing all your things packed up and ready to move can be a little exciting. Now, at least it was for me. I thought it was a little bit exciting to see stuff that's kind of thrown everywhere. Just kind of cumbered mess and this cumbersome stuff just kind of everywhere. So to me, it was a little fun. It was a little, but, because you just don't know what's coming next, because you just don't know what's coming next at you. But you're excited anyway. Don't know what's coming, but you're excited anyway. But when you become an adult, you take on a whole different experience about moving, don't you? Don't we as adults take on an entirely different perspective of moving? It's no longer that fun thing. It's no longer exciting. It's no longer, oh boy. It's I'm moving. Yeah. It's no longer that exciting thing anymore because you got to do all the stuff. You don't know what's coming as a kid, and it's all fun. But yeah, it's not so much when you're an adult. No, it's just not the same. But when you become an adult, you take on a whole different experience, a whole different perspective about moving. You have to get the truck, you have to forward the mail, move your services to the new address, find out just how far the new house or the new place is from your job so you know what time you need to get up in the morning, right? You have to figure out stuff like that because most of us, we kind of got it down to a science, right? We get it down to the science. We know when that alarm goes off, we've calculated. We're geniuses. We've calculated. When that alarm goes off, we know we can let that alarm ring at least 3 times before we have to get up and get ready before we're late. We got to calculate important stuff like that, right? How long is it going to take me to get to my job? And how many times can I hit the snooze button on my alarm before I have to get up and rush out the door and not be late, right? When you get a new address, when you move, you got to calculate all that stuff like that, all that important stuff like that, you know, all those life important things like that. But moving really is, man, it really is just an experience. It just absolutely is an experience. And sooner or later, we all at some point and in some way will be faced with a moving experience. Yeah, we'll all be faced in some kind of way with a moving experience. So, well, I've been living in my house for 45 years. I've been living in my house for 30 years. We're not moving anywhere, but we all face some form, some type of moving experience. Yeah, we all will face some type of moving experience. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna prove it to you. As a matter of fact, this is December, right? This is December. At the end of this month is New Year's Eve. So as a matter of fact, the end of this year is fast approaching. That's right. It's fast approaching. We're moving from 1 year into another. So
in some form, some way, we all will have an experience, a moving experience, even if it's just moving from this year into the next year. We're all going to face a moving experience. We're moving from one year into another, and soon we'll be moving from one season to another. So each of us at some place in our lives experience a moving experience, a season where things must change, a season where things don't always look the same, a season that demands that we change. It is almost the end of the year, and there are people right now who are already making plans for the new year. They're already making plans for New Year's Eve. Yeah, they're already making plans for New Year's Eve. They're already making plans for where they're going to be, what they're going to wear, who they're going to spend it with. So plans are already being made, because no matter how much they want it to, or even how badly some might want this year to stay, it has got to move on. And I know a lot of people saying, I'm ready for 2025 to leave. I'm ready for it to move on. But there are people who are making plans right now for New Year's Eve, what they're going to wear, who are they going to spend New Year's Eve with, and where they're going to be. They're making plans because they know that this year must move on. It won't stay this way. It can't remain like this. And no matter how much you may want this year to stay here, this year, with or without you, this year is moving on. So we all, each of us, experience a moving experience. We all have that moving experience. Man, moving is an it's an experience. Moving, and man, I don't know about you, but I've done a lot of moving. I just do a lot of moving. And man, moving literally takes a lot out of you. I mean, is there anybody who can agree with me that moving takes a lot out of you? It really does. Moving just takes a lot out of you. And I'm not just talking about not just physically demanding, it's also mentally demanding. You got to remember where the keys are to the new place. You have to remember the new address to the place. Is it a right turn or is it a left turn? Is it up the hill or is it down the hill? Is it the second traffic light or is it the stop sign that I turn on? Is it the bump in this road or is it the next bump? It requires us to start remembering and learning new things. Moving requires us to start learning and start learning some new things. The street you live on now, you already know where all the bumps are, but this is a new place. So you got to learn the new bumps in the road. You got to learn this time the road curves to the right instead of curving to the left. Moving requires us to learn new things. So it's not just physically demanding, it's also mentally demanding. You have to lift couches and beds and tables. Man, I remember we was moving, man, and we had to move a freezer, a refrigerator. You gotta move all these couches, and the refrigerator didn't look that heavy until you start moving it. Some things didn't look that much trouble until you had to move it. Some things didn't look like it was that much of a problem until you had to move it.
Some things that look like it would really irritate you until you had to move with it. So moving demands things of us. It demands that we deal with things that we left in the corner. It requires that we pick stuff up that we pushed to the back. So it demands that we move stuff and we carry things and we remember new things. Moving costs us something. It costs us something. We have to lift couches and move beds that we thought were already settled in place. And when you think about it, it not only does it take a lot out of us, but it costs us stuff. And I'm not just talking about money, because yes, moving costs us financially as well. There's a cost to it. It's going to cost what you want to hold on to. It wants to cost what you want to keep. Moving will cost money. Financially, it costs us. Physically, it costs us. Mentally, it costs us. Emotionally, it costs us. Moving costs something. It costs us something. Moving takes a lot out of you. And when you think about it, not only does it cost us physically and mentally and monetarily, it costs us emotionally. Because moving requires a person to make up their mind and commit yourself to something that you don't know a whole lot about. You're moving to an address, to a neighborhood that you don't know a whole lot about. You have to move to it and commit to it, and you don't know a whole lot about it. You told your friends about it, but you don't know a whole lot about it. You made a social media post about it, but you don't know a whole lot about it. Moving requires and costs us a lot, because we have to commit to something that we don't know a whole lot about. And if the truth be told, most of us won't give up a whole lot for things that we are familiar with, yet alone things that we don't know a whole lot about. I learned that before any move takes place, you've got to count the cost. You've got to count the cost of what it takes to move. What would it look like if someone makes up their mind and said that they want to move, that they wanted to move, and the moving truck shows up and the moving truck is packed from the top to the bottom with furniture and clothes? People have showed up to help you, and the moment the truck cranks up and it starts moving slowly down the road, someone changes their mind in the middle of the move. Yeah, what would that look like if the truck is packed from top to bottom? Everything's packed. Everything's in there. The bed's in there. Your clothes in there. Your favorite pair of shoes are in there. The kids' toys are in there. Your tools are in there. Everything's in the truck that could get in the truck. The dresser that's in there. The sofa your grandma, your auntie gave you, it's in there. It's all packed up, and the truck cranks up, starts moving down the road, and the person yells out, "I changed my mind." Everybody would turn and look at them like they lost their mind. What you mean? You changed your mind. You changed your address. You've already forwarded your services. You've changed your mail. You told everybody you moving. We even had a moving party for you. We came over here and sat here and ate cheese and crackers with you. And what you mean you changed your mind? They done got an attitude. You changed your mind. How would that look if you changed, somebody changed their mind in the middle of the move? What would that look like? What would you think? You came over to help somebody to move, and you done helped them load that heavy couch on that truck. You done took a day off from your job to show up to help them move, and they changed their mind. The truck start moving down the road, and they changed their mind. How would you feel? How would you feel in the middle of a move as someone changed their minds? This is why some of us are caught in the middle of frustration. We know we need to move. We've packed up everything, made a big post on social media, told all of our family that we're moving, made a big hit to do about it, and in the middle of move, we changed our minds. The truck didn't stop because it ran out of gas. It stopped because we changed our minds about the move. What I'm trying to say is, we didn't lose momentum, or we didn't lose the momentum we had because we didn't have the gifts, we didn't have the potential, we didn't have the talent, or not even because it wasn't the right time. We lost our own momentum to move because we changed our minds in the middle of the move, because moving cost us something. We have to give up the familiar. We have to give up what we know a lot about and embrace what we know very little about. We have to give up what we know a lot about. That may be things like our attitude. Moving costs something. It may cost, my attitude may have to change because moving costs us something. We may have to give up our attitude. We may have to give up what we thought about certain people. We may have to give up our poor behaviors, our commitments to things that do not work. Moving costs. We have to count. We have to count up the costs. The move doesn't begin when the truck is pulled up to the house and the boxes are loaded on the truck, or the boxes are being loaded on the truck. The real move doesn't begin with a new address. It begins with a thought. Yeah, the real move begins with a thought. It begins in our minds with our perspectives. If we don't change us, then the old address, then the old us will just have a new address to continue where it left off. I know there's somebody that's watching and listening right now. Just say it to yourself. Count up the cost. Yeah, count up the cost. Yeah, count up the cost. Because think about it. Where the address we are at now, where we live now, we can find it almost in our sleep. Have you ever been driving home from work or the store or from anywhere, and you kind of already know how to get home? You don't need to look at any signs. You don't need any road map. You don't need GPS. You've been there enough times that you can find your way in the sleep. You can find your way in the dark. You can find your way in a storm. You can find your way in a hurricane. You've been there so many times. You've been there. It's, the road is familiar to you. The road is familiar. You know how to get there. You know every bump in the road. You know that the road home, you know that this familiar road leans to the left. It leans to the right. You know how to just put your cup of coffee or what you're drinking in the cup holder, because you know right there it's going to lean to one side and lean to the other side. If you're eating while you're driving, I hope you're not, you know which road is going to lean to what side, so your food won't spill, because you've been there so many times. You've been there enough. You're familiar enough with how to get there that you don't need anybody to tell you how to get home. You could be talking to someone on the phone and find your home without any directions, because you've been there so much, because you've been there many times. You can find your way in the dark. And that's what it's like. You can find your way. Have you ever been tired and you drive home and you get so tired, you drive home, you pull up in the driveway, or you pull up to your street, or you pull up in the garage, and you're so tired and you don't know how you got there. You were so sleepy, you don't know how you pulled up, but you got there. Muscle memory. You don't know how you showed up at the house, but you got there. Have you ever pulled into your garage, your driveway, or...
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Pulled up on your street and you have been so tired, but you don't know how you got there, because you've been there so much. You've been there so many times. You can find it in the dark. That, and you pull up on your house. That's what it's like when pulling up on something that we're familiar with. It doesn't take much effort to set you off. It doesn't take much effort to get you going. If you're used to having and familiar with having a bad attitude and a bad temper, it won't take much to get you going. It don't take much to set you off. It don't take much effort to get you going. All it takes is a small nudge and you're still going because you're familiar to it. Behaving that way is familiar to you. So it don't take much to get you started. It don't take much to get you going. It don't take much. And you say, well, if you hadn't have done, well, you was going to do it anyway because you're familiar. It doesn't take much to get you started. It doesn't take much conversation. It doesn't take much persuasion. We could find our way home in the middle of a rainstorm, in the middle of a tsunami, in the middle of a hurricane, because whether we see the house or not, we look for what is familiar. I know old Johnson's old raggedy house right there. I know that stoplight is right there. I know it's out. I know that stop sign is right there. I know that hill is right there. Yeah, I know that boy always standing there at 3 o'clock. You look for certain things that are familiar to help get you there. So whether you see the house or not, you begin to look for familiar. Isn't it funny how we look for familiar things in other people? Come on. We look for familiar things in other people. Do they talk like me? Do they sound like me? Do they have the same background? Because our mind's propensity is always to look for the familiar. You have a difficult time being around people that don't talk like you, because your mind wants to find somebody that looks just like you. Your mind wants to find somebody that has the same experiences as you, because the propensity of the mind is always to return to the familiar. Yeah, the mind clings to familiar routes and routines. Sometimes we even rehearse change. Yeah, we talk about the change we want to have, but we keep clinging to the familiar. We won't let go. Come on, come on. Change costs something. Count up the cost. It costs something. So we spend a lot of time rehearsing change. We post on social media, I'm changing. And at the end of this year, at the end of this month, people are already making plans and New Year's resolutions for changes they said they're going to make. We make a big post about it, and we get the hats, and we made the, and we had the fireworks go on because it's a change. It's change. And we rehearse the change we want, because what I found out is this: we spend a lot of time rehearsing the change we want, rather than doing the change we need. Let me say that again. We spend a lot of time rehearsing the change that we want, rather than doing the change that we need, because our minds have the propensity to always go back to the familiar. We rehearse change. We post about change. We wear t-shirts that talk about change, but we find it difficult sometimes to remain committed to the change we say we want. I used to be that way, man. I would make promises. I'm going to change. And it was hard for me to stay committed to the change I said that I needed. I know I got to do it. I know I got to change. I can't. Our minds have to change before our address does. Our minds have to change before we can do anything else. If we want the move to be permanent, we have to change our minds, because we have to change it before our address does. We have to change it before the year does. When you're moving, you pack boxes and you tape them up. You pack boxes and you tape the boxes. We have to move. We have to change our minds before we do anything else. So when you're moving, you pack a box and then you tape it. But I learned this: you can't tape a box closed with the same mindset that opened it. Let me say that again. You can't tape a box closed with the same mindset that opened it. It's December, y'all. I know, right? It's December. I can't believe this year is almost over. I can't believe that this year is almost gone. Can you believe it? This year's almost gone, man. It's almost over. It seems like this year just started. It seems like we just started. It seems like it's just January, man. It seems like it's just got started and like we're just here. And think about it. In a few weeks, it will be a new year. I don't know if you have any plans on making any New Year's resolutions. I made them in the past. I made lots of them. Never kept them. Absolutely never kept them. As a matter of fact, the only New Year's resolution that I absolutely kept was not keeping them. I never kept them. Didn't know how to keep them. Didn't keep it. I never kept them. I just turned 56 this month, December the 5th. Told you that at the beginning of the show. 56. And I made New Year's resolutions that I can't even remember that I made. So I know I made plenty of them, right? It was always with me And I know I'm not the only one. With me, it was always next year I'm going to. Or I would say things like, when this happens, then I'm going to. Or when this happens, then I'll do. Or if this happens, then I'll do. Well, I will make those promises to myself and to others. I will make those promises. Well, that year never came. And I never saw that moment that I was hoping for. I never saw that moment I was looking for. I never saw that moment I was wishing for. I never saw that moment I was hoping for. Next year, I'm gonna. If this happens, then I will. Then I'm gonna. I wish. I'm gonna. And I was always chasing a moment. I was always chasing an experience. I found myself always chasing and never caught it. Is there anybody here who's listening and watching? And I know there is, who will be honest and say, who's listening, and you felt like you've always been chasing. You've always been chasing a moment that always eluded you. It always outran you. It was always just out of your reach. You've always been chasing a better experience. You've always been chasing a better relationship, a better career, a better person to talk to. And it seems like the more you chase it, the further away from you that it got. And it seems like your moment would never come. It would never be here. Your moment would never be here. Like your moment won't ever just stop long enough so you can catch it. Why can't your moment just stop long enough just so you can have it? I want to talk to every person that ever felt like they never caught their moment. They never caught a break. You weren't looking to be popular. You just wanted to catch a break. People thought when you got recognized by your employer or by whoever that you were looking to be popular, that you were trying to brown nose. They had no idea all you were trying to do was catch a break. To every person that ever felt like you've been chasing it but couldn't catch it, let me say this to you. The failure wasn't on your part. The failure wasn't your desire. It wasn't even because you didn't try hard enough at it. Every New Year's resolution that I failed to catch did not happen because it wasn't a good thing. I wasn't ready for the race. What that looks like is this. We may have to learn some new skills to be ready for the race. You may have to learn some new partnerships to be ready for the race. You might have to learn some new associations to be ready for the race. You might have to learn some different skills to be ready for the race. I wasn't ready for the race, not because it wasn't a good thing, but because I wasn't ready for the race. We may have to learn some new skills and new trades and connect with some new individuals with different backgrounds than you, who don't speak the same that you do. And understand that some text messages you can't return right away because you're getting ready for something. Some phone calls, I can't call you back right now because I'm getting ready for the race. I know you sent me a text message. I know you expect me to return, but I can't return it right now
because I'm getting ready for the race. That moment may have outraced you. It may have been out your reach, but this time I'm ready for the race. I thought I had to chase down everything. I would make a promise about this and a promise about this and a promise about that and a promise about that. And all it did would make me try to chase something in every direction. I can't run in every direction at once. And you can't chase everything down at once. So what I learned I had to do, I realized all I had to do was to chase one thing and I could find my way to everything else. You can't chase everything at one time in every direction, but you can chase down one thing. You might not chase down everything, but chase down one thing and catch it. Catch that one thing. You might not can't catch seven things at one time, but I bet you can chase one thing down and chase it down good. Maybe it might be you said, I'm going to stop smoking. I'll worry about everything else later, but I'm going to focus on this one thing and I'm going to chase it down. I'm going to have my moment for this one thing. I may have to wait on those things, but for this thing, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. Chase it down. Catch it. Chase down that one thing, and I can find my way to everything else. It's not that we can't catch it. We're trying to chase everything all at once, but this time, you're ready. Chase it. Chase it. We're supposed to be talking about moving, right? We're supposed to be talking about moving. Moving also taught me that you will have to adapt. Yeah, moving taught me that you will have to adapt. Let me just put a picture up, a video up of somebody packing real quick, and they're moving. Let me just put this up. Yeah, let me just put up a video of somebody moving. Yeah, they're moving. They're packing. It requires that we adapt. Yeah, look how he's packing. Look how he's moving, because it requires that we adapt. Moving requires that we adapt. There's different energy when you have to move. Yeah, there's different energy when you move. There are different expectations on you when you move. When you did what you did at your old address is not accepted at your new address, because not only do you gain a different street, you also gain different neighbors. Yeah, you have to interact with different people. Some of them may look different than you. Some of them may sound different than you. Moving requires that we are willing to adapt and be ready to interact with something you're not familiar with. Don't fight it. Don't get mad at it. You may not like the street, but there's nothing wrong with the house. The street might not be as wide as you were used to, but the house is better than the one you left, because you look around and you have spaces you never thought you had before. There's closets and spaces you never thought there would be before. There's a backyard. There's a porch. There's word. Listen, in other words, don't sweat the small details. Yeah, don't sweat the small details. And I've often heard this, and I know it's true. You never know how much stuff you have until you start moving. You start pulling stuff from everywhere. You start pulling items from under the bed. You start pulling stuff from places you thought that was just a wall. Where did this come from? When did we buy this? What year did we get? I don't remember whose stuff is this. When did we ever? I don't remember buying this. Who gave us this? When did we get this? I don't ever remember getting. I would remember getting something like this. So moving, man, when you start moving, you start finding stuff and pulling stuff everywhere. Stuff is all over the floor, on the couch. It's all over the counter. Stuff is everywhere. And you start packing boxes and labeling them. But it's almost overwhelming because you have so much stuff everywhere. That's when you have to start sorting what you have. You have to pick through and sort what you already have. Because if you pack it, you're also going to have to unpack it. And right now, I know a lot of us, the new year is coming in. And as this year comes to a close, we're doing some sorting right now. We're sorting through relationships. Do I want to take this into the new year? We're sorting through careers. Do I want to still work here? We're sorting through mindsets. We're sorting through behaviors. We're sorting through attitudes. We're sorting through who we are. You have to sort with what you already have. Listen, you can't sort what's not yours. You have to start sorting with what you already have. Do I want to take this with me? Do I want to take this kind of attitude with me? Do I want to take this behavior with me? Do I want to take this with me? We have to sort through what you already have. Self-evaluation, determination, take it with you. Commitment, take it with you. Discipline, boundaries, healing, joy, take it with you. Leave your guilt, your shame, self-doubt, excuses, that old version of you, the approval of others or the approval of those people who never wanted to grow. Because moving isn't about taking everything. It's about taking everything that's worth carrying. I told you guys, my wife and I moved into our new home. And when we moved into our new home, we moved into our new home during COVID. As a matter of fact, COVID had just started. COVID had just started. It was the year 2020. COVID had just started. And you know when COVID had just started, you remember how when it started, everything was getting shut down and we were all having to shelter in place at home. Everything was getting shut down. Businesses were getting shut down. Everything. People were losing their jobs in COVID. I lost my job during COVID and I work remotely. My wife was furloughed from her job. She works remotely. Yeah, imagine that. So we both had lost our jobs. We did not have a job. And we just got released from our jobs. And so I was going to the store. I was in the car. I remember this plainly. I was going to the store. I was driving to the store. And I was going to the grocery store, guys. I was going to the grocery store. And on my way there, and it had to be divine. It had to be God telling me, pack your box because you're getting ready to move. I'm like, what? Pack a box? Pack a box because you're getting ready to move. So I'm hearing God tell me, pack a box. You're moving. I'm like, I don't have a job. My wife doesn't have a job. And you're saying, pack a box, we're getting ready to move. I'm thinking, no, this can't be God. This must be just me talking. This must be something weird and strange. This is not God to me. And again,
I go to the store on my way home. I hear God say, pack a box. You're getting ready to move. Okay? I'm home. I tell my wife. I say, Nicole, God told me for us to pack a box because we're getting ready to move. She looked at me like I was nuts. She said, dude, you don't have a job. I just don't have a job. COVID, we're in the middle of this pandemic. What do you mean, pack a box? Are you sure that was God, Travis? That might just be. I mean, and I had to doubt. I was like, well, no, you know, I'm like, Nicole. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm like, she's like. So what I did was we had a upstairs and downstairs house. So I got one box and I packed the entire downstairs. I packed one box. I packed things in one box. And my wife saw, and I put it in the middle of the floor. So every time she walked past that box to go to the garage, she had to walk past that box to see that box every time. So eventually, my wife saw that box and saw that I was not going to move that box out the middle of the floor. So Nicole said, okay, if you're going to pack that one box, and if you believe that we're moving, and if you believe God told you to pack that one box and we're moving, then we're moving. Nicole said, go get some more boxes. I went and found as many boxes as I could. And she said, we're going to pack everything. So we packed everything. Now, we hadn't even looked at any houses, anybody. We haven't talked to a realtor. We hadn't gotten to a real estate agency. None of that. None of that. So then we finally start getting to a realtor. And now, mind you, the whole house is packed up now. Everything's packed up except the bedroom. And so we finally get to find a house, and we find a realtor. We're virtually looking because, remember, it's COVID. Everything's locked down. Then finally I found the address of the house we currently live at. And I call my realtor and say, hey, why can't we look at that house? He said, well, you never asked about that town. I said, I want to see it. So we see the house. The people agreed to let us come view the house, even though it's the middle of COVID. Again, it's the middle of COVID, right? It's the middle of COVID. Everything's being shut down. People are social distancing. So they agreed to let us come view the home. And when we got here, we loved it. When we got here, we felt the peace. We said, this is it. This is it. This, by gosh, this is it. So we made an offer, and they told us there was already four offers on the home already. Already four offers. I told my wife, I said, we're going ahead and make another offer. Five is the number of grace. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We put in the offer. The realtor said, there's four offers. I said, put in ours. We put in. And when we put the offer in, they accepted it. But then there were some changes that we need. We needed some things changed. They changed it. They still accepted the offer. We said, what was it? Hold on. We needed some more things changed. They changed it, and they still accepted the offer. We've been in this home 4 years. 5 years. We've been in this home 5 years, and it all started with one box. I don't know what you've been holding up on doing. I don't know what you've been waiting on doing. Some people may be waiting for midnight on New Year's Eve, but you don't have to wait. Some people are waiting for January the 1st. To do it. You don't have to wait. This is your one box. This is that moment that you've been chasing. Everything that you've been waiting for. This is your one moment. Right here, right now. Everything changed in our lives with one box. Not just our address. Not just our physical address. We got new neighbors because of one box. We got a new place to go because of one box. We got a new perspective because of one box. One box can change everything. This is your one box. You don't need to wait until December 31st. This is your moment that you've been waiting for. This is your time. All we needed was one box. We thought we needed
a huge amount of everything. All we needed was the faith and one box. All we needed was faith and one box. All you need is your dream and one box. I think about the story of Colonel Sanders, the guy who invented Kentucky Fried Chicken. The man had his Social Security check and no job. All he needed was somebody to believe in him. He said that he received 999 rejections, but he got that one yes. You may have been rejected 999 times. All you need is that one. This is your one box. You may have been waiting all year long for things to turn around. This is when it turns around. Not at midnight on December 31st. It turns around when your mind turns around. All you needed was one box. We thought we needed a bunch of people to celebrate us. All we needed was our faith and one box. What do you need? What has been weighing on you? And all you need is one box. Before you lift the box, lift your mindset. Before you change your address, change your expectations. Before you move your life, move your thinking. Because the real move happens long before the truck ever shows up. And all you need is one box. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, don't forget to visit right here every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and so many more. Don't forget, guys, next week is the final episode of the year. Guys, looking forward to it. Hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.